But the replies had stopped after she got married, and when she asked, Stephen had told her gently that her grandmother had died. But that couldn't have been true if her grandmother had only just died. It was just another of Stephen's lies. But why had he said it? What harm could it have done for Libby to keep in touch? She sighed. Were you fated to repeat the mistakes of your parents? Her mother's second marriage had been unhappy, but not, she thought, as unhappy as her own. Libby had married young, desperate to escape her stepfather and enjoy a proper family life. It had been all right at first, not perfect, but mostly happy. The turning point came when she got pregnant. Stephen hadn't planned for a child yet, so he grew angry when she suffered morning sickness and let the house get a little untidier than usual. After Ned's birth, things had continued to deteriorate. Stephen had taken charge of her life so slowly she hadn't understood for some time what he was doing to her. By then it was too late. She had no friends, little confidence in herself, no money of her own, and a child dependent on her. How to get away from him had been worrying Libby for some time. You couldn't escape without money, and he made sure she had none to spare. She turned back to reread the letter with a surge of hope.